Hola, hola! Welcome to the Breakthrough Brand Show. I'm Fabi Paolini, and my mission on this podcast is to give you the behind-the-scenes stories, anecdotes, and unique perspectives behind building a premium brand that makes a real impact. I believe that when you create a message that is aligned with your truth, you can have the breakthroughs that changes lives. Each week, me and my guests share with you how we're making an impact with our message and the stories behind our success. So that being said, let's dive into today's episode. Let's talk about five different strategies you can implement right now in your business to be able to attract more high-ticket, high-quality clients into your online coaching business. In this video, I'm going to walk you through five very specific things that I currently do in my own business that have allowed me to generate over 100K months, have allowed our clients to get incredible results as well, beyond using ads. So I want to get into talking about how to grow your audience. What are the things that you need to take into account? What's the most effective strategy to be able to generate calls booked and to be able to generate sales in your business as fast as possible in the most efficient way that you can? Because if you're like most coaches, consultants, or experts that I talk to, this is one of those things that are like the probably one of the biggest problems. Like, what do I need to do to attract these high ticket clients? What do I need to say? What strategies do I focus on beyond spending a bunch of money on ads? And like, what do I do organically? What do I focus on? Where do I go from here? So in this video, I'm going to walk you through what those five things are. But before I jump in, what I want to talk about first is it's really important that you have to understand that everything I'm going to give you only works if you have a message that is a match to the level of client that you want to attract. So if you are here selling a 5K, 10K, 20, 35, whatever K offer, right? Higher ticket offer, your content has to be at the level of quality of somebody who would be able to pay that type of price. And so what you need to understand is that the way in which this type of audience views their problem is going to be very specific. They understand the problem in a specific way. They view themselves in a specific way. They see life, the world in a very specific way. And so your content has to be very specifically speaking to them. What I see happening very often is people creating, number one, like a lot of how-to content, teaching a lot of things, thinking that that's enough, but not really creating demand or not really creating a need for your specific solution, or you're just not really going deep enough in terms of your understanding of the problem and your understanding of the solution. And therefore, your content becomes very surface level. So typically I tell people when you dumb down your content, you end up dumbing down your audience. And that's not what we want to do. So for these strategies that I'm going to give you to be actually effective, you have to have a lot of clarity in terms of your message, who is your buyer, what makes them the buyer, how do they act, what do they look like, what do they feel, beyond like the ICA, like ideal kind of avatar exercises that are kind of pointless. This is the deep work in terms of you really understanding what are the mistakes that these people have made. What have they tried to do to solve the problem? What is their level of sophistication and understanding in terms of the solutions available? And how do I speak to them in a way that really gets them to realize that your way of solving the problem is actually unique and different? I call this the angle of mastery. It's really going deep into understanding these things. When you truly nail this, everything that I'm going to give you in a moment works like a charm. Meaning you can implement any of the five strategies that I'm going to give you today, and you're going to start seeing really quickly powerful results from them because you're speaking to a very specific audience in a very high level way and showing them your very unique solution in the process as well. And so what that does is that it creates instant demand for your solution, not for your offer, not for you necessarily, but for your specific solution, your big idea, your way of looking at the problem. They now see themselves as the person that needs your specific solution. So you can pitch them whatever offer you have, and they're going to say, I'm in, because your solution speaks to their specific needs. I'm going to walk you through what those specific strategies are going to be. So the first strategy is basically getting on podcasts. I feel like going on podcasts as a guest is one of the absolute best possible strategies out there to be able to really attract high quality leads. Because what happens is that people that are listening to podcasts tend to be a really higher level audience. They're somebody that's actively consuming information, that is really interested in finding out more, and they're spending a lot of time with you listening to what you have to say. So going on podcasts is a really powerful strategy to make that happen. This is literally, I have done this in my business and generated over $100,000 in a year only coming from podcast episodes. And I don't go on podcasts all the time. So this is one of those strategies that is really smart. But once again, the only way that this strategy works is if the kind of the message that you're sharing cuts through the noise. Because if you're saying what every single person in your niche is saying in exactly the same way, maybe like slightly different, but there's no real like need or demand for your solution, you're not going to really make an impact with your solution, like with you going on these podcasts. It's going to be just noise and you wasting your time. So it's very important that what you say on these podcast episodes blows your audience's mind off. Like they're going to be like, I have never heard of this before. I need to talk to this person. So keys to really being effective at using podcasts or going on podcasts as a guest to be able to grow your audience and to be able to attract more high ticket clients. Number one is having a really great angle of mastery, like that big idea that you're sharing that cuts through the noise and makes people feel like, once again, I've never heard of this before, and creates that curiosity. Number two is having a powerful call to action. Do not get to the end of your podcast and have the call to action be, hey, go follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or anywhere else as Fabi Paolini, for example. That is not what you want to do. There has to be a very specific call to action, which you are going to be pitching as if you're selling a $100,000 program and it is the best thing on the planet, right? That is what needs to happen if you want to be sure that this is the strategy that works for you. I personally use podmatch.com to be able to sign or to get on podcasts as well. It's a really great platform. It's going to connect you to podcast hosts that are looking for guests. And if you're getting consistently on these podcasts, sharing that message, having that very strong call to action, this is a really powerful strategy for you to be able to just get in front of more people. By the way, I do have a guide called the High Ticket Client Accelerator, where I actually have a template for you to be able to pitch yourself on podcasts. Make sure that you look below in the comments or in the notes of this episode to find the link so that you can sign up for that PDF and get all the details. And I'm giving you five strategies on this episode, but on that PDF, there's over 15 different things that you can do immediately to attract more clients. So that is my first strategy for you. Getting on podcasts as a guest, making sure that the message is powerful, and making sure that the call to action is like you're literally calling people to take action, to move. You're activating buyers. So moving on to strategy number two, I personally do a 20-minute webinar. So this 20-minute automated webinar is a really powerful strategy as well, because in 20 minutes, you don't necessarily have a lot of time to think about, like to get through the fluff of like, does this sound like you? Today you're going to learn that, like all of that fluff. It has to be extremely high level content. I'm not talking about like surface level things that they could hear anywhere else. It's 20 minutes of mind-blowing content that makes people feel like, I have never heard of this before. This is extremely powerful. This is like unlike anything that I've seen out there. And you are giving me a different perspective. Your whole time on that webinar has to be focused on selling your big idea. It's on showing people why they have a problem, why the things that they've done so far have not worked to solve the problem, and what they need to be doing instead, and why your solution is the actual solution that they need. One of the things that I see happening very often is that people focus their time on webinars, selling the call and making the call be the thing. Like I'm doing anything that I can to get people on the phone. And I don't believe that that's the smartest strategy. The smartest strategy is to sell your solution, sell your way of looking at the problem, your way of solving the problem, selling your big idea, selling your angle of mastery, your expertise, your premise. That is exactly what needs to happen. And for me, a 20-minute webinar is the perfect time for that, because you know there's a lot of studies that have been done around this. In fact, TED Talks are 18 minutes long because that is the absolute perfect time for you to be able to truly capture people's attention. So if we're talking about a high ticket audience who is very high level, we need to make sure that we are shortening up your content in the smallest amount of time possible. But the value is so high that by the end of that 20 minute webinar, they have made a decision that they need the thing that you're selling. It's not about they need to book the call or they need the specific offer. They need your solution. They need your eyes on their lives, their relationship, their business, their health, whatever that may be. So this is one of those strategies that I feel is extremely powerful and going to get you incredible results. The third strategy has to be more focused on content creation on social media. However, I'm not saying, hey, my friend, go out there, post every single day, 3 times a day, 7-second reels and 30 minute videos and, you know, really long posts and do a lot of education. None of that is actually going to really work. Like, going viral actually tends to not really work as well in terms of attracting high ticket clients. What you need to be focusing on instead is making sure that the whole piece of content that you're sharing, even if you're sharing 2 or 3 times a week only, it's so high value and you're shifting your audience's beliefs and essentially you're activating these people to move. So what you're going to do is you're going to get very specific on the scenario, circumstances, situations, the things that are going on in their lives, and you're going to talk about why they're doing these things, what are the results that they're getting, and why these things are not working, and why your solution or your angle of mastery is the actual thing that's going to really help them get the result that they're looking for. So when you're truly able to create content that is disruptive and that is showing them things in a different way from the things that they've tried before, that is when these people will really take action and move. Again, when we're creating content, you know, the phrase of like the call to action is that you want to call them to act. And the act has to be whatever you're asking them to do, whether it's getting them to book a call with you, whether it's getting them to watch your 20-minute webinar, whether it's getting them to DM you, whether it's getting them to respond, whatever that may be. Your goal is to activate buyers. In the PDF, the High Ticket Client Accelerator, I have a few templates and I have, I think, over 10 or 12 specific examples of how I do this in my content, including a post that I created that generated over 50K in 7 days, just from me doing the strategy really effectively. So it's really about overcoming the typical things that they're doing right now. What are the mistakes that they're making? And why is this thing a mistake? And what is your way of doing things instead? So that to me is probably one of the most powerful strategies. And honestly, it's one of the main things that I do in my business to generate sales and attract high ticket clients as well. The fourth thing that I have for you is a live event. Now, the live event doesn't have to be something excessively complicated. It doesn't have to be this long automated, or not automated, like webinar with slides. It can be as simple as you creating a monthly, weekly, bi-weekly, whatever you want to do, Q&A, where you are answering people's questions and you are essentially coaching them live on Zoom. And so when you're doing this, you're building more authority, you're building more rapport, you're really able to show people your level of expertise and really show them how you understand them. So the more interactive this type of live event is, the more effective it is. I know a lot of you listening to this right now or watching this right now are people that are focused a lot on doing automated webinars or automated content or systems and don't get out and create a lot of live content. I promise you, creating live content like a live webinar or a video series or a bootcamp or a challenge or whatever that is like a game changer in your business if you know how to effectively create demand throughout it. If your message is really well done, it can make a massive, massive, massive difference in your business. So for us, we tend to do a live webinar about every 3 months, sometimes more time, depends on some of the things that are going on during the year. And these are amazing drivers for us to attract high ticket clients, generate high ticket sales, and really bring in a lot of people. So what I do is I use a lot of content, through my social media strategy. I am inviting people constantly to sign up for my live training. And I spend about 2 or 3 weeks promoting the live event before before the live event happens. And then when I go live, I tend to have a lot of people. There's a lot of nurture that happens to get people to show up live. But what ends up happening then is that your enrollment rates like shoot up and you are able to make a lot of sales from that. This is like one of my go-to strategies. If you've been around me long enough, you've seen me execute this a few times. And then the last thing that I'm going to give you, the last fifth strategy, is you going on and creating your own podcast or live show or whatever you want to call it, like the one that you're watching right now. So for me, I do these episodes every single week, and every single week I tackle a different problem, a different situation, a different symptom, something that's going on with my audience. I have very specific call to actions. And what I'm doing is there's two pieces around what I'm doing this for. Number one, it allows me to grow my audience because I get new people subscribing and watching these videos every single day, either because they find me on YouTube or they find me on Spotify or they find me on Apple Podcasts, or because I'm actively promoting this on social media, or I am nurturing my existing audience by creating these videos and this content. So I'm tackling different problems and different situations, and I'm giving them solutions. I'm showing them that I can be the person that can coach them to the solution that they want, right? That can get them there. So every week I'm showing and I'm revealing why I know what I'm doing, why I understand them, how I understand them, why they're having these problems, how I can help them solve these problems and all these different things. This has been a literal game changer in my own business. It's allowed me to build so much momentum, grow my audience with high ticket clients, and really be able to make more sales. But obviously the trick behind this is that the content has to be tailored for those high ticket clients, meaning high level content, not beginner level, not me agitating pain or speaking to the problem or whatever that may be. I mean, to the problem as in like, you're feeling terrible and your life is falling apart. That's what I mean when I say to the problem, but more so me really going deep into talking about, okay, this is what's going on. And this is, you know, the solution, or these are the things that you need to execute, the things that you need to do. So doing this type of content is really literally a game changer. I use this so much to nurture my existing audience as well as to grow my audience. And this is something that consistently keeps on growing and building momentum for my own business. And I'm attracting people every day. I'm making sales every day, and I have people binge watching every single one of these videos. I have a page on my website that has, I think, 40 something videos of these. So there's so many different topics that I tackle that really allows me to show my expertise. At the end of the day, for me, attracting high ticket clients comes down to you showing your audience that you are the expert that's going to help them solve the problem that you have. And so when you create content, whether it's on a webinar, whether it's on a live event, whether it's on a podcast, no matter where you're at, that content has to be very high level content that speaks to their specific problems, their needs, the solutions, and your unique way of looking at the problem. And that's going to make a massive difference. So make sure that you click below to sign up for the High Ticket Client Accelerator PDF, where I'm going to walk you through. I feel I have about 12 different examples, 5 different strategies, 15 ways to implement them. Like, there's so much value in it, templates, scripts, all the different things. Make sure that you sign for up for it below. Make sure that you follow me everywhere as Fabi Paolini. Follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and everywhere else. And I will see you on the next episode. Let me know in the comments below which of these strategies are the ones that you're most excited to implement, and any questions that you might have so that I can answer them in a different episode as well. Bye. Gracias for listening to today's episode of the Breakthrough Brand Show. To listen to more episodes or to be featured as a guest, go to fabipaolini.com/podcast for more details. Can I ask you for something? If you got value out of this episode, would you share it on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it online. If you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let me know about the show and include the hashtag Breakthrough Brand Show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure that you don't miss any episode, go ahead and subscribe right now. Your thumbs up, rating, amor, love, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean so much to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, fabipaolini.com, or follow me everywhere as Fabi Paolini. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Con amor, Fabi.